Everything else is the same wording.
And you understand that they would agree and sign it?
Correct. And then we can move forward with the sheriff's agreement, which expired on November 2nd, but the attorney said we couldn't go forward with the sheriff's department one until the Branson one, because it's a the agreements say they back up each other. So we couldn't move forward with that until this one was taken care of.
So when we approve it and the city of Branson signs it, then we can move forward with the
correct. Then we can make their 2022 payment to them, and then we'll make the 2022 payment to the sheriff's department.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Sheriff, any discussion on this?
Move to approve the mutual cooperation agreement for 911 emergency telephone services between the city of Branson and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tammy. We have next on our agenda approval of White River Valley Historical Service Agreement for 2023, number 22-146, CM Commission. Do we have anybody to speak on part of this? I know this was commission,
no.
So... this is us to continue our support to them, and we did have an increase.
It agrees with the new terms that was discussed during budget.
Yes, and I have a letter stating that on January 26, 2023, that our attorney, Mr. Elliott, does approve to the agreements as to form.
Move to approve the White River Valley Historical Society Agreement 2023 by and between White River Valley Historical Society and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Personnel policy update is next on our agenda, R15 for elected officials and department administrators.
Updated to have your name on there and any other changes. There's no actual substance changes, correct?
Correct.
Correct. I'm just checking them to see there's no spelling errors, which I'm sure has been thoroughly checked. But
actually, on the third page, I apologize. It appears that there is a spelling error.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why we check it.
Yep. So on the signature page, there is on the second line down, it says revision R13 to the personnel policy manual is hereby submitted and adopted. Manual should be corrected to MANUAL.
And I don't have the agreement, so would you check it off?
Huh?
I don't have the agreement to check. Is there anything else?
No, that was the only thing that I seen misspelled.
I move to approve the personnel policy manual update with corrections.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next on our agenda is the LATCF funding. We have Melissa Duckworth here to talk to us about that.
Okay. LATCF is Local Assistance and Tribal Consistency Fund. It's part of the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, it designates appropriated about $2 billion from the Treasury to the Treasury for fiscal years 22 and 23 to give payments to eligible revenue sharing counties. So we are an eligible revenue sharing county. That's how we received the ARPA funds that from 21 and 22 and past. So what this is it's a general revenue enhancement program. So basically, you can spend the funds on anything that you would normally spend the local revenue on. You just can't use it to lobby. So fiscal year 22 and 23 had monetary allocations of $283,916.02 for Taney County, decided on a number of factors, unemployment rate and things like that. If we are eligible to go back and get the fiscal year 22 as well as the fiscal year 23, it's $567,832.04 to the county. They can be used for a variety of programs, capital expenditures, anything that the government would traditionally undertake. It has to be, it's an annual project and expenditure report. It's not even quarterly like the ARPA funds. It's just an annual report. And it appears the funds are available until we spend them or send them back to the Treasury. It doesn't have that deadline of 2024 like the ARPA funds have. I can't see any reason why we should not take advantage of this. The deadline to submit the request for the funds is at 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. What would happen, I've already gone through the initial stuff, and it pulls over the same information, the same account, bank account information, and all of that stuff from our original ARPA application. It's done on the same platform, the same website portal. So what would happen once I do all of that, I would hit submit, and it would send Commissioner Plummer an email as the authorized official to DocuSign the request for the funds. Okay. So if you guys wanted to go forward with that would be the approvals to have, go forward with it and have you sign for the funds.
Okay. Did you hear all that, Brandon? Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any discussion on that, concerns?
Whatever she's good with.
I move to approve the LATCF funding letter and for Presiding Commissioner Plummer to sign it, the document when presented.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. Next on our agenda is the approval of letter of permission for the 2023 Master Gardeners Grant. Last week, this was on our agenda as a letter of support, has been corrected, and is back on our agenda for letter of permission. This local Master's Gardener group is applying for a 2023 grant from the parent Master Gardener group. And the question on here is, by signing below, we authorize the Master Gardeners of the Ozarks to provide landscaping materials and labor at the University of Missouri Extension Office located at 122 Falcons Avenue, Forsyth, Missouri, 65653. We would need a motion to allow permission and for myself, all three of us, signatures are required.
I move to accept the Master Gardeners of the Ozarks applying for the 2023 grant from the parent Master Gardener group and sign the documents.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So that is the end of our agenda for this morning. I will make a note that our roundtable discussion with Great River Engineering for upstairs at 10 o'clock, the road conditions are not going to allow them to be able to be present for that, so we will...
Just a moment.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do we not have
approval for the Member of Understanding for the...
Oh.
Branson School?
Yes, right there at 10 o'clock. I saw 10 o'clock the timestamp.
Okay. Do we just recess until 10 to...
Yes, to keep in line with our agenda, it is scheduled for 10 o'clock for the approval of addendum to Memorandum of Understanding for the SRO program, Branson School District number 23-007S.
Is that in the conference room instead of here?
Well, that's why I looked at that. I didn't know if...
I don't know. But or is this... Normally, I would have thought this would have
been above it.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it was separated.
Separated.
Yeah, I don't know that how it's written, if it means for it here or there. How did you take it?
It's always been here in the past.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I think the rest is the roundtable discussion about that. So,
okay. So,
10 o'clock.
Yeah, so we're going to take a little recess here. It's 9:51. We'll be in recess.